Proclamation number 3509 of 9th of August, 1945. God's will. Power of the adversary. Heaven and earth and also the forces of the underworld obey my will, although the latter strive against me and carry a will averse to me. But whatever aims they pursue, if my will does not give its consent, they are powerless. However, the fact that I also allow their evil will to take effect is based on my love and wisdom, even though this is incomprehensible to people. The final redemption of the spiritual being from the bound state first requires the knowledge of good and evil. The perfect being must detest evil as the worst injustice and therefore also be able to gain insight into its depths. In order to be good, it must completely turn away from evil. But since the bound spiritual being is still under the influence of the one to whom it owes the state of being bound, it is initially more inclined towards evil. And as long as it feels good in bad surroundings, as long as it carries out bad actions without any concern of doing wrong, it is still so far away from perfection that it will never be able to feel my love. It first has to come to realization in order to then be able to decide in free will for good or evil. And I gave the human being the ability to recognize good and evil myself. Yet I also gave my adversary the power to influence the human being's will, to entice him into evil deeds so that he will then freely decide. Yet I will never ever allow the evil forces to exercise their temptations on the human being. For my will only calls good that which is love in it. I do not prevent bad deeds which people carry out under the influence of these forces. For they are intended to be a reason for the human being to decide for or against them. They are intended to sharpen his realization of good and evil. They are intended to help him turn away from them in deepest disgust. Yet I do not always allow the planned effects of such deeds but weaken them or prevent them according to the necessity of adversity and suffering in order to come to the aid of people's souls. Evil must be recognized and detested, otherwise the soul cannot free itself from it. For how the soul, the thinking, feeling and willing of man, attunes itself to it is decisive. Bad thoughts, bad feelings and bad will give birth to bad deeds. But my adversary seeks to make the person's thinking and wanting inclined towards these bad deeds by irritating the person's feeling through ideas which are pleasing to the body. And thus he tries to make the human being's soul completely subject to the body's desire and thereby achieves his aim of alienating it from me. But I do not take this power away from him. After all, it is up to the human being himself whether he subordinates himself to it. For the good spiritual substance is also constantly active to convey good thoughts to people, thus to make the concept of good and evil understandable to them, and the human being is not at the mercy of the forces of the underworld. All forces, even the bad ones, contribute towards the spiritual's redemption. Since the final decision lies with the human being himself as to which direction he will take, and neither good nor bad forces can force this will, because my will commands them to stop if the human being's free will is not respected. For my will rules heaven and earth, the spiritual and the earthly kingdom, and it rules full of love and wisdom in order to redeem the fallen spirit. Amen.